It's September. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Ruth Carol Cushman and Steve Jones.
We're flushing a big flock of sparrows, and I forgot my binoculars, so I have no idea what kind of sparrows they are.
At this elevation, you're usually chipping sparrows and vesper sparrows, but there would be others.
We're on a hike near the Peak to Peak Highway, which is one of the best places to go in Boulder County for aspen, which should be reaching their peak in the third and fourth week of September. We're a little earlier in September, so we're on the cusp of the season, and we're finding a lot of wildflowers in bloom. Over here, there's still some gillian, white ones.
White epimopsis. Trumpet-like flowers, and it's not something that's abundant in Boulder County. We're always excited to see it. They're very narrow-throated, so guess who pollinates them? I won't even tell you. Hummingbirds.
This is my favorite part of the trail because the trail is going through a lovely aspen grove, fairly young aspen, all even aged, and right now the leaves are fluttering in the wind, and the sunlight is dappled on the trail. And then if you turn around and get the aspen leaves backlit, even though they haven't really turned autumnal yet, they still have a glow to them. And you can see the veins in the heart-shaped leaf. And there's a little breeze, so we're hearing the sound of the wind. And the indigenous people used to call aspen the tree that whispers to itself. But I'm afraid now it may be whimpering to itself because there has been an upsurge of a disease that's been called SAD, sudden aspen disappearance.
What do you got, Ruth Carol?
If an aspen has been hit by this sudden aspen disappearance disease, which is a fungal disease, you often notice that the bark will have an orange hue. So I'm just rubbing the bark here, and as I rub it, I'm rubbing off a sort of a powdery substance, so it looks shiny where I've rubbed it and kind of powdery where I haven't. The bark, pretty much a white bark, feels soft like suede. And so far, I don't think this sudden aspen disappearance disease really hit Boulder County. One thing I love about aspen groves is that they're more open and you've got a lot more understory plants. Just standing right now, I'm seeing goldenrod and... What is this composite, Steve?
This is a bright purple aster. We have white ones, yellow ones, and purple. Actually, none of them are asters. Asters is a Eurasian name that is commonly used to describe these small sunflowers. Our local botanists have determined that these belong in different genera. Some of us have trouble remembering the new names, so I won't try to name them.
There's still a scarlet paintbrush in bloom here.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we're really lucky that we're finding so many summer flowers that are still going strong.
This is the monsoon. We had the driest May through July in 124 years. In Boulder, which was pretty scary to us, but sure enough, the midsummer monsoon did kick in this year, and we're having a really good one. We've had almost 3 inches of rain. That really kicks in just as the sunflowers are coming up, and they need that moisture. A hummingbird just flew by us.
Did you hear it?
It just zipped through.
Yeah.
Orange sulfur butterfly in front of us. Beautiful orange-yellow butterfly. And lots of vesper sparrows are in the trail. This place is just hopping this morning.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are friends and Boulder naturalists.